Hello?
Hello, hi, good evening. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
What did you say?
Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Are you?
I'm not from Minnesota. Miami.
What are you calling?
Conducting an opinion research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion research.
I'm a Minnesota citizen.
Thank you. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today in your own words?
The Democrats in the Capitol that are ruining all of our freedoms in this state.
Okay, no, I'm just going to give you some hints on what I have here. I have the economy, the taxes, education, health care, environment, crime and drugs, stuff like that. More on social issues.
Well, the Democrats have pretty much ushered in all of that garbage into the state. I lived here my entire life. It's never been so terrible.
Okay.
So, yes to all of them.
I only need one. Which one would you give me? The most important biggest issue. Which one?
Give them to me again.
The economy, taxes, education, healthcare, crime and drugs, environment.
Taxes.
Okay. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, according to you?
There are none. It's a farce.
Okay, I'm going to read you a list.
Fossil
fuels need to move to renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, overpopulation. Any of them ring a bell?
None of those things concern me because they're all a joke. I don't really have an answer for that.
Okay, other than, no problem. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? It's almost like the same: water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, nuclear waste.
I don't have any. Have an answer because I don't live my life worrying about whether or not the environment is going to collapse because it's a joke.
Okay, I understand. Using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Medical manufacturing, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
How would I rate medical manufacturing in Minnesota?
Yeah, the performance, rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industry. How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? Medical manufacturing.
Poor.
Thank you. How about refining? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
How about mining? Excellent, good, just
excellent.
Fair, or poor? Thank you. Forest products? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Agriculture and farming.
Excellent.
Thank you. Electric utilities?
Excellent.
Thank you. And how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Environmental groups. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
U.S. Forest Service. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? County land departments. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Forest and timber industries. Excellent, good, just fair, and poor?
Fair.
Thank you. How important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say that it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all?
Very important.
Thank you. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant?
Significant.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvest, same as harvest, fewer than harvest?
I'm sorry, one more time.
Okay. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say that more than harvest is the same as harvest or fewer than harvest?
I can't answer that question because I don't know anything about that industry.
Okay. No, not a problem. Do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forests today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, or about the same?
About the same.
Thank you. Do you think that there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
No impact.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel that it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvest from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. The Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers for manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economy activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industries to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a failing component of the Minnesota state economy?
I would say significant.
Thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, support.
Four.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin's investments will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training in operation and equipment use in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industry? Support or oppose?
Yes.
Support.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people non-traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Support or oppose?
I support.
Okay, thank you. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, and education issues. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Support. Thank you.
Support.
Thank you. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
I don't have a college degree, but my wife does.
Okay, but what do you have? High school?
High school.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. And what is your age? Between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
I'm 46, so.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the community that you live in? A large city, a suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. And is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $49,000, $50,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $99,000, $100,000 plus?
You asking about household income or my personal income?
Annual household. Both you and your wife, though. Whoever.
100 plus.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. In which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agricultural, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
I'm self-employed. I own my own trucking company.
Okay, so that would be a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, correct?
Okay, sure.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I'm a male.
Thank you.
I'm a man.
Service. Thank you. I know I have to ask it like that. This concludes our show.
Thank you
for your participation. And you have a good night.
Yep.
Take care. Appreciate it.
You too.
Have a good one.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye.